back from break. This is the Ralph Kermit Winter Road. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II with the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska. And for those that may have just came in, I'm going to briefly give you a summary of what we're talking about here. The first one, that there is no duty to file. And that's absolutely untrue. There is a, quote, law, but it's not a law of the United States. It's a law of Congress. Because Title 26 is not a law of the United States. Neither is Title 18, neither is 28 either. They're all laws of Congress, and I have the books to conclusively prove that. But anyway, to stay on this, the 2nd, 4th, 6th, and 9th Circuit have ruled that under when the willful failure to file, we do not have to tell you, but it is sitting in Title 26 U.S.C. 6012. That's where it's sitting. And I also have it, like I say, under the signature of a judge on, in Rhode Island. I have it under the signature of one of the people out of D.C., 6012, and we don't got to tell you. It's a big secret. Well, of course, the obvious question then is, how do we discern who has to file? I mean, that's the next question I would logically think. Well, like I had just stated before we went to break, it's under 26, 7805, which conclusively states that there's got to be rules and regulations promulgated. Rules and regulations if it's going to be enforced by the IRS. So there's got, it can't be done just by statute, which they love to do, and that's not the way it is. Because it says, shall prescribe all needful rules and regulations. So we've established now there's got to be rules and regulations, which is conclusive and legal evidence. It's a public record under 7805. Well, of course, the next thing to do is to see if there's ever any Supreme Court holding, not a just a dictum or just a statement, but this is the holding. And it's been held that there's got to be these rules and regulations under statutory authority, and that's in U.S. versus Cleveland Indians, 532 U.S. 200. So now that we have rules or regulation, rules and regulations, of course, they never make it really simple. Then the next question, of course, arises then, in the CFRs, the Code of Federal Regulations, are there more than one type of regulation? And the answer is yes. There are three concerning the Internal Revenue Service. I think we got lost there, and I'm trying to see if we're back on the air. Okay, got lost there. We're back on the air here. Don't know what happened. The electronic wizardry of Skype got interrupted. But anyway, there are three types of regulations. Of course, they don't tell people this. It's there. You just have to know where to go look for it, but not to get all hung up in all these little issues. The main issue is there are three types. And there's a holding of the Supreme Court, Chrysler v. Brown, 441 U.S. 281. That's a 1979 case. That's a really an important case. It has to do with every agency that's out there. It's 441 U.S. 281, and what they're upholding is Title V U.S.C. 552A1. But and the substance of this is, just to stay on point of the holding, the only regulations that have force and effect of law are called subsidy regulations. And those subsidy regulations are substantive, as some people like to pronounce it. Subsidy regulations must have statutory authority attached. Now, what people do not know is there are three subsidy regulation tables in the CFRs, and they will always say the word authority, and they'll give the statutory authority. Or they'll be in parentheses, not in brackets, parentheses at the bottom, but most of them are all put into tables, and of course they don't bother to tell us where those tables are. You have to know they're there. So we're going to break, and we'll be back in a minute here. Stay tuned, and we're going to get to who's got a file and see if it's you or me or somebody else.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, we're back for break. This is Ralph from Winter of the Second, and we're talking about who has to file. It's unbelievable that it's been going around, but I can understand why, because I started this trek back in 1990 and really didn't get into it probably until about 97 or that. And then, of course, after I lost my business in 2001, I really got into this, and I worked with Dan Metter, now deceased. He was just really a super, super smart guy. He knew more about rules and regulations and all that other, and I didn't want to get that involved. I wanted to get down to the substance, and he was getting there, and he was aware of it, but unfortunately, he died before we got this whole thing out. But I'm sure he's watching down or wherever he is. But anyway, who's going to file? It's absolutely conclusive. Somebody's got a file. The problem is what they do is they don't have to tell you. Okay, we got Marilyn, Oregon. So let's go ahead with our caller here. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. You got a question?
Yeah, I heard Greg Pound was on earlier.
He was?
Greg Pound from Florida regarding his kids.
That's correct.
Yes, I've got a similar situation in my county, in Polk County, regarding the judiciary and the sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking somehow to get publicity on getting the sheriff to protect you against corrupt judges that don't uphold their oath of office.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you just email me some information, and then
sure.
I can provide you some information that I'm sure you will find enlightening?
Sure.
And my email address is Ralph, R-A-L-P-H.
Uh-huh.
At, and the word, it's a Latin word, means law of war, because they're waging war. It's Just Belly, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I, and it's bell, like you ring a bell, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com.
Ralph Belly?
No, it's Ralph at Just Belly, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com.
Okay.
Spell it. Say it back to me.
R-A-L-P-H at J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com.
That's correct. Yeah. Write me in. I will send you some information that will be helpful, and I highly recommend that people that have your situation, they need to start networking, but also I have documents, research documents that I provide at no charge.
Uh-huh.
And we'll hand them to you, and you need to have somebody. Are you computer literate as far as a word processor?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can tell you the first thing that you need to know or need to get in your county, or it'll be with the county sheriff and also with your Department of Revenue in the court system, is you need to track down. They're called cooperative agreements. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, I'm getting those.
Okay, that's what you need, because that's the private law contract. That then shows with conclusive and legal evidence that the judge is bought off and that he's operating under some regulations that I will send you, and I'll send you some research material on something you may want to file in to get an independent. You just modify it around what you need for an independent judge. And anyway, send me an email, and you need to have somebody in your state that has all these documents and can start networking with the people, because going in and telling the truth is irrelevant, has no standing in that court. They can care less.
Anyway, we're getting some networking going, and I got an email address that for the people in Oregon that are listening can contact me.
Okay, go ahead.
Mad@cps@aol.com.
Okay, well, if you'll email it to me, I will put it out to all the list people that are on the list, and then they can get back with you. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so now we're back into who has to file? Golly, it's a big secret. I mean, there's top lawyers, some of which I'm bound by contract not to mention. Some of them I can or cannot. But anyway, let's just put them all in a big basket. Most of these attorneys will not and do not understand that there is a duty to file. There is a legal duty. Now, of course, the courts cannot tell you the legal duty. But I don't want to get sidetracked here, because that's one of my things. I tend to get too technical and sidetracked, because I like to connect the dots to the chain of evidence. We've got it down, conclusively proven now by the 2nd, 4th, 6th, and 9th circuits. There is a duty to file, and we don't have to tell you. We've got it by a judge in Rhode Island. We've got it by the Department of Justice under a signature that there's a duty to file. And everybody says it's in 6012, Title 26, U.S.C. 6012. So, of course, the obvious question is, we went to 7805 to prove that there has to be a regulation. Must be, not can't be, should be, there must be a regulation if IRS is going to enforce it. And we went to Chrysler v. Brown that says there's three types of regs, and the only one you got to worry about is one that has the forced effect of law, and that has to have a statutory authority. And there are three tables, unbeknownst to most people, very lengthy tables. Part one is under individual income tax. And so we go look. The obvious next step then is, okay, what regulation has the force and effect of law that the IRS can use to make me or you or anybody file an income tax return? And it's 1.6012-1. It's in the CFRs. 1.6012-1. Now, for those that are new to this, you always want to have a 1. That tells us individual income tax. The 6012, that's nice that it does have the same number, but it doesn't have to. Because these guys can get around and I'm sorry, they will have 6012-1, but the authority does not have to be 6012. It could be 6013. It could be 6014. A lot of them have a half a dozen or a dozen authority regulations, and this is where the 861 argument, people that don't understand that, is that the authority for the 1.861 that are substantive starts with 863. But anyway, 1.6012-1, individuals required to make returns of income. That's in the title, but the titles don't count. But it says, guess who is? An income tax return must be filed by every individual. Every individual. Well, of course, what's an individual? Well, that's in 552, Title 5 U.S.C. 552A, which says a citizen of the United States. But they tell us here, and they say, must be filed if such individual is, colon. First one is a citizen of the United States, whether residing at home or abroad. So the first one is, if you're a citizen of the United States, you must file. Second one, a resident of the United States, though not a citizen thereof. Third, an alien bona fide resident of Puerto Rico during the entire taxable year. So those are the only three: citizen of the United States, resident of the United States, and bona fide resident, alien bona fide resident of Puerto Rico. Well, most of us, we can probably throw out Puerto Rico, and we're not down there as an alien. So we only got to worry about a resident of the United States. We can throw that one away, too, because that doesn't bother, not a citizen thereof. That would take away from where we need to be going. And a citizen of the United States. So the obvious question is, what is a citizen of the United States? Can you conclusively prove it? I don't want to hear a bunch of nonsense out of a law dictionary or something. And those are helpful. But where can you provide conclusive and legal evidence of what a citizen of the United States is? Where is it? It's out there. There were several acts, the very first act of Congress, and it's titled, this is 1866, an act to protect all persons in the United States and their civil rights, now not civil liberties, civil rights, and furnish the means of their vindication. Isn't that a nice word, vindication? To remove from suspicion? Now, this is where they're declaring, they're creating this thing called a citizen of the United States. And I'm going to read just the beginning part of it. Now, there's a few other things that are in this, but this is what I'm reading. This is the first section. All persons, anytime you use the persons, it includes people other than a citizen or a natural person. Anyway, all persons born in the United States and not subject to any foreign power, excluding Indians not taxed, are hereby declared to be citizens of the United States, semicolon. And such citizens of every race and color, without regard to any previous condition of slavery or involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall have the same right in every state and territory of the United States, to make and enforce contracts, to sue, be parties, give evidence, to inherit, purchase, lease, sell, hold, and convey real and personal property, and to the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings for the security of person and property, as is enjoyed by white citizens, and shall be subject to like punishments, pains, penalties, and to none other, any law, statute, ordinance, or regulation, custom, to the contrary, notwithstanding, or it's being in spite of. So the question is, do you think those are inalienable rights? They did it in 1866. Who do you think it had application to? Now, this is conclusive and legal evidence. It's a public record. It's in the code today, Title 42, USC, 1981, 1982, and 1988. They just made it up, and we'll be back in just a minute. And more information on this, so stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Back again for some more pure unadulterated truth. I'm telling you what I'm putting out. I guarantee you, you're not going to hear on any show in America. This information that's been linked together here, it's not going to be out there. I do appreciate listening to what some of the other major talk show hosts are doing as far as that have resources and go around and videotape incidents, but what I'm trying to do with the financial capability that I have is to actually show you conclusive and legal evidence, no BS. It's there, it's provable because these are public records or holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States. And there's no way to argue with these public records. They're called conclusive and legal evidence, regardless whether the law of Congress or the law of the United States are just total BS. They are what they are. And you and I can't change that. We can use it against them. The problem is we have these belief systems, the only thing that I can get down to, and all the misdirection that's out there on the Internet and all these other organizations. It's tough. I'll be honest. I've been looking for this a long time, and I wish somebody would have enlightened me with some of the information that I'm putting out, because I could have cut years and years and years off of all these rabbit holes I've been chasing. So now we've tracked it down to conclusively. It is a force and effect of law. It's 26 CFR, and it's 1.6012-1. And the entity or party or whatever this thing is, it's called a citizen of the United States. And if you're one of those, you must file a return. Congress just made it up. It's a fiction. The Supreme Court of California has ruled there is no such thing. And, of course, we don't want to go there because it sounds so deliciously correct. Sounds so, it's like the Federal Reserve. To those that don't know, I mean, the Federal Reserve must be federal, otherwise it couldn't use that name. It would be unbelievable. It could be private bankers creating this fictitious money that have nothing to do with our government. But that's the truth. The people, there's still a lot of people think the Federal Reserve is part of the government. I don't know how to wake them up. Anyway, back to the citizen of the United States. So in this chain of evidence that I'm creating here, this is the source. April the 9th, 1866. April the 9th. Now, that's good to remember, the state, because the next thing that I'm going to be, this is the source of the fictitious citizen of the United States that has exactly the same standing, no different than a corporation. They just made it up. And what Congress makes up, Congress can take it away. Now, let's go see if we can find, and I'm just going to use one case, because like how many times you got to say 1 plus 1 equals 2? This particular case is a very well-known case. It's United States versus Wong, W-O-N-G, space Kim, A-R-K. And it's 169 U.S. 649. 169 U.S. 649 is 1898 case. And they were talking about exactly the same thing that I had just read of the Act of April 9th, 1866. On page 676. And the Supreme Court of the United States followed with this next paragraph. The same Congress, shortly, I'm quoting, reading out of the same Congress shortly afterwards, evidently thinking it unwise and perhaps unsafe to leave so important a Declaration of Rights to depend upon an ordinary act of legislation which might be repealed by any subsequent Congress, framed the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. And on July 16, 1866, by joint resolution, proposed it to the legislatures of the several states. And on July 28, 1868, the Secretary of State issued a proclamation showing it to have been ratified by the legislatures of the requisite number of states. And this is found in 14 Stat 358 is the resolution. And 15 stats 708 is probably, which I haven't looked up, is probably the proclamation of the Secretary of State. Of course, the problem that we have there, they knew it was a mere act of Congress. Now, do you think that our inalienable rights is sitting on an act of Congress that could be repealed by a future act of Congress? This was the purpose of the 14th Amendment, amongst some other ones. But the big issue, here it is, the Supreme Court of the United States telling us the reason why they did the 14th, they made up a fictional law, and because it could be repealed by an act of Congress, or it is also subject to be overturned by a decision of the Supreme Court of the United States to make sure we created Santa Claus, and we gave rights to Santa Claus. I mean, it sounds really nice. But, of course, we all know that Santa Claus doesn't really exist. But if we put him into an amendment and give Santa Claus rights, well, guess what? In our country, we have Santa Claus, and Santa Claus has rights. Because now they've upped the level to which to get rid of this thing, this illegal fiction. Congress has no authority to create unconstitutional grant benefits, fictions in law. They're not granted that power. But they created the fiction, and then they smartly put it into the 14th Amendment, and we, ignorant and stupid, haven't figured it out. Anyway, I'll be back in a minute with more of the same. Stay tuned.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, we're back. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, the Ralph Winterroad Show, true seeker out of the far north of Alaska. Fall has sprung up here. The leaves have already changed colors. They're green and gold and yellow, and they're starting to fall. Fall is coming. Been talking today about who has a duty to file. And I guarantee you, unequivocally, a citizen of the United States is mandated to file. And a citizen of the United States, which those that have been listening to the show, we've tracked it down to force and effect of law through a subsidy regulation. We've backtracked it to 14 Stat 27 in 1866, where Congress created this fiction. It sounds so deliciously correct, and we've got hundreds of millions of people that have fight for it. I usually, when I'm out at the rec center or the restaurant, I usually, if I can work it in, I've learned that basically most of these people, they could care less. It's just irrelevant. They don't think any of these things have anything to do with them. This affects every instance of everything we do in our daily lives. The, quote, motor vehicle, owned by the government. I can prove it conclusively. You got a driver's license that says you're a citizen of the United States under Title 42, 666, number 13, number 2. Now, there's a nice set of numbers to draw to. All your marriage licenses, all your birth certificates, all the courts, all that's all tied into this land of Oz. And if anybody thinks that they can enter into a role, into a play, into a fictional world of which they are not the script writers, and control how the character or what the character does, or when such time as said character shall be extinguished from the script, as a fool, is a fool. That's what's going on. We do not know who we are. We have sold our soul to the devil, or to Lucifer, the evil power, whatever you want to put to it. And until we get that back, the root of the poisonous tree, I've tracked every one of these back, and it always comes back to this act, 14 stat 27. So now continuing on with this little status that we've got to this point, I've given you out of the Supreme Court that Congress brought forth the 14th Amendment to make sure that the Supreme Court of the United States could not overturn it by a decision, or that a future Congress would be enlightened and maybe honest enough to say, no, we're not going to do that. And, of course, in 1870, they created the Naturalization Act that said that Negroes, guess what, you're equal to the white folk. Shh, we don't tell nobody, though. And, of course, they've made different acts all through. Of course, we don't talk about naturalization. We don't talk about why the citizen of the United States of America, which is everybody in this country that's been naturalized, everybody that's born here, it's a traveling citizenship, and Congress enters their, quote, offices as a citizen of the United States of America. They do not enter as a citizen of the United States. They couldn't be rulers. So what we have done or are doing, unbeknownst to us, we are giving a full power of attorney over your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to Congress. Hoo-ha. Who in his right mind would trust those people? Not inalienable rights, it's a benefit. No different than Rome. And we have an empire, the American Empire. It's fascist, communist, totalitarian. We have a CEO sitting at the top, a Caesar. It's Bush right now. God help us if we get Hillary. I'm not sure that could be worse, but I guess it can. Anyway, so getting back to now, we have a fiction called a citizen of the United States. Well, Congress, in its great wisdom, says now we have a problem. Because under the Constitution, judicial power, which the source of the judicial power of the United States is our limited delegation of power from our inalienable rights. Guess what? Citizens of the United States don't have those. How in the world are we going to get that into the courts? Because this thing doesn't have any standing. I got a solution. Before they did the Federal Reserve, let's do a federal question. That sounds pretty good, don't it? It's federal. A federal question. So they passed that March 3rd, 1875. And how did they pull that one off? Because now we got the fiction created for the Negroes only. Now we're going to get all the white folks and the brown folks and the yellow folks and the green folks and whoever. We're going to get them all sucked in, but we got to create an atmosphere to make this thing work. So the Judiciary Act is a problem. Because the only people that had standing in our constitutional republic is real people. Corporations could be there, but they used to go through the corporate veil and get back to the citizens. Then they did an act back in 1839 so they could get around some of that because they were having trouble holding these corporations. But what we did is, let's allow the citizens of the United States in under the word federal question. And how I deduced that is I was reading Supreme Court cases and they didn't jibe. What's amazing is that most of these Supreme Court cases, if you read them correctly, are on point. But they will say words like the taxpayer. Well, as soon as you stipulate to being a taxpayer, you're a citizen of the United States and you're stuck. So I saw this federal question and I thought, well, damn, I wonder if that's as good as the Federal Reserve. So I tracked it back and lo and behold, they took the Judiciary Act because the only people that had standing in a constitutional republic were citizens of one of the several states, a citizen of the other one of the several states. Those were people. Or an alien. Or the government of the United States. That's it. Who else exists? our inalienable rights are either by, if I'm in Alaska, which if it was one of the several states, and you're in New York, we could sue each other in a federal court. Or if an alien came along and got involved, we, either one of us could sue him, because he's obviously a natural person. He's a man or a woman. And the government of the United States could bring suit. Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? Well, let's create this federal question, because we have to get that. So what did we change in the Judiciary Act of 1789? We took out only five little words and inserted five more little words. Five little words. Imagine. Can you believe that? We took out an alien as a party and put in foreign state, citizen, or subject. Foreign state, citizen, or subject. That allowed these corporate fictions to enter into the court. But, of course, judicial power of the United States can't operate on these fictions. But we won't talk about that. We'll fix that just a little ways down the road. First of all, we got to squeak them into the courts. And that's what they did in 1875. They created the federal question, deleted five words out of the... They didn't technically repeal it, so there's another interesting situation. And Supreme Court has ruled we do not like repeals by implication. So they did it, and anyway, this is what they did. So we create this fictional hole so this fiction can enter into the court, the true Article III courts. And, of course, most people weren't aware of what they were doing. How would they be aware of it? It's like today. I mean, most of these attorneys don't even know what's going on in that courtroom. So we had to wait until we get up to the, of course, in 1911, they got rid of the judicial power of the United States in the circuit courts and the judicial code, but the judicial code's only prima facie evidence of law, so they didn't go anywhere. They just did another ruse, another one of these illusions. The real illusion comes along in 1948. In 1948 was the demise of the judicial department, the judicial power of the United States. They officially did it on the record. They officially, in the books, call them laws of Congress, in the front of the books that I'm going to be making available. But how did they do it? And what's even more amazing is they tell us what they did. That's even more amazing. They did it right out in the open where anybody can read it. But, of course, we're not taught proper English, and, of course, if you really ever start to wise up, well, they're going to tell you it doesn't make any difference. But this is a public record, and it's conclusive that they combine a territorial court of Hawaii with a, quote, Article III court, and you cannot ever combine a territorial court with a court of the federal court, a court of the United States in the several states. Because in the territories, Congress has two positions called laws of Congress, federal and as a state. Within the several states, they only have the federal side. They do not have the state side. And they cannot legislate for a territory or state in the same act either, because they have two different capacities. So every time they legislate for a state and territory, they're outside of the several states. But so what they do in Title 132, like I said, they tell us what they're doing. It says right here, and I'm going to read this right out of the current one today, there shall be in each judicial district a district court which shall be a court of record known as United States District Court. United States District Court. Now, we had to change the name because they can't leave the names the same. It's like we will use the word state, but we will and cannot use the word several states. The several is an adjective modifying in a particular type of state. So we created the United States District Court. There it is, right there, 1948. Now here's the killer. What we're going to do, it says, except as otherwise provided. It says, the judicial power of a district court, judicial power of a district court, now Article 3 says judicial power of the United States. So all of a sudden, the judicial power of the district court with regard to any action, suit, or proceeding is exercised by a single judge. Is that unbelievable? Okay, so now we've got judicial power of the district court is going to be exercised by a single judge. But what does it say right ahead of it? There are three things that control that judicial power of the district court. Judicial power is beyond and cannot come from statute. It is posited only in the Constitution of the United States or Constitution of one of the several states. It is beyond the scope of Congress or the legislature to get to it. Otherwise, there's no separation of powers. But, they got around that one. So what they did here, there are three entities that control this judicial power of a district court. It says it can be controlled by law, which is Congress, or by rule, which is the rules of court operated by the bar members, put down from the Supreme Court of the United States, which are bar members, or the Supreme Court of your state, or order of the court. So what we have is a territorial court, and it can't even be a territorial court, but it's dressed up to look like a territorial court, dressed up to look like an Article III court existing with a different name, and there are three entities that control it. By law, which Congress can control, which is what they do. You can't go here, you can't sue here, you can't do this. Or this by rule of court, we'll just, we got a rule of court. And that's what I'm going to show in this books that I'm going to be releasing. They took the legislative venue of the land and put it into rules of court. Or the judge just said, nope, I ain't going to do that. That's the way it works. I am the man. I am Hitler here. We've got a caller. Go ahead, John in Arizona.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Well, I tell you what, I'm sucking air out of jail and giving them hell.
Good. Hey, I just want to let you know, I stumbled across something a while back that I've been looking for probably the last 25 plus years of my life, and that is some kind of congressional record or something that says without a doubt there is a difference between a person and a human being. And I found it a couple of months ago in Clayton Act, Section 17, and it says the labor of a human being is not a commodity or an article in commerce. Now, if you go through the rest of the Clayton Act, everything else it talks about, like every other act in Congress and every other law, says person, 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 person. But if you look at Clayton Act Section 17, it is the one thing the Congress wrote that gave us an out, and it says a human being. And it's
well, of course, I'm not a human being. Technically, I'm a man or a woman, but if you want to email me that, I'd like to take a look at it. But, you know, that's already been held in Coppedge versus Kansas that they can't tax our labor. The Supreme Court of the United States has already held that.
And I understand that. But when... You know, the whole thing that everybody has this argument about is the person versus man, woman, and the way the IRS and everybody else takes that paragraph and says a person means this for this paragraph. My concept being because they gave us an actual act that gives us an out where they state flat out, you go from any other section in the Clayton Act and it talks about person. But in one section, they give us an out by saying that the labor of a human being is not a commodity.
Is that in the current code section today?
What's that?
Is that in a current code section?
Well, the Clayton Act was done in 1914, and it's never been repealed.
Now, that's not my question. Is it in a current code section today?
You know, I'm not sure. As far as you mean anything that's been reading.
What is the stat number of it? Do you know what the stat number is?
I can pull it up. I just always, when I use the writing on it, I just write it as Clayton Act Section 17. And if you just Google it, that'll come up. But,
oh, I can find all that. I don't have a problem tracking down what you're selling. I just thought if you'd been researching this out, because if you're going to use it, you have to have a statute at large. And, of course, they use these public laws, which they changed those back in the 1800s, went to public laws, and public laws was every type of law in the world, which is law of Congress.
Well, let me type it in real quick just so...
Yeah, you can email it to me. You've been listening to the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's just ralph@justbelly.com. Email it to me, and I'll take a look at it. And and we can proceed forward from that. So, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, yeah.
Oh, you have something else?
Your email address.
Okay, well, thanks
anyway.
For calling. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so back to this issue of the courts. We created the fiction back in 1866. We put it into the 14th Amendment. Now, we can use the 14th Amendment against these guys. Because, you see, when they put it into the 14th Amendment, everything, all of those, quote, same things as a white citizen and all this nonsense about sue and be sued and all this other stuff, they can't change. They had to bring it forward intact. That's one of the rules of what they did, okay? You want to write it in concrete? Okay, it's written in concrete. That's why they can't take away as enjoyed by white citizens. Now, of course, where is Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and the NAACP and all of these other ones for the, quote, Mexicans, Latinos, or whoever, whatever they want to be called? Where are all these people? They want to have the same rights as a white citizen? Where are all these people? I hear music, and we'll be back in a minute with the final segment.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Now we're back from break here for the final segment, and what we've been covering today here is that there is a legal duty to file an individual income tax. They can't disclose the legal duty. There's a lot more reason why they can't do it. Because if they disclose the legal duty, it would blow the court right out of the water. But we'll put that off for another show because it requires at least a half hour, probably an hour, to wade through that to conclusively prove that. But we've tracked it from a 60-12, which is held by the 2nd, 4th, 6th, and 9th circuits of appeal. It's 60-12 is where the duty is, but we don't have to tell you. And then what they do not tell you is that it's under the 26 CFR 1.6012-1, which is a regulation. It's a subsidy regulation. Title 26-7805 says they can only enforce by regulations, and they got to be in Title 26, not Title 27. And then Chrysler v. Brown, which says there are three types of regs, and the only ones that have force and effect, they must have a comment period, and they must have the statutory authority. Well, of course, most of the regulations do not have the statutory authority in parentheses, not brackets, and the word authority. They're in a table. And there are three separate tables in the CFRs. And this is how you conclusively link 1.6012. And, of course, 1.6012-1 is only for citizens of the United States, resident of the United States, or a alien out of Puerto Rico. Well, we can throw two of those away, and if you got to be a citizen of the United States, that conclusively goes back to the very first act of Congress, 1866. They just made it up. And then, which I showed is in the case in Wong, so that we couldn't, Congress, a future Congress, if we ever got an honest one up there, would not repeal it, or the Supreme Court of the United States couldn't overturn it because it could have been easily overturned with what we know today. They put it into the 14th Amendment to make it much more difficult, this fictional status. Then, because they put the fiction, the Article III Court couldn't handle it. So they create the federal question in 1875. Hoo-ha! Nobody will ever figure this out. And then, of course, once we get up to 1948, where the Judicial Department went away, that was the rise of the administrative state. There is no Judicial Department. There's nobody to declare the law anymore. Supreme Court, in the writ of certiorari in 1988, says we don't look at the merits, and we don't look at the parties. They've closed the door. Supreme Court of the United States says we pick and choose. And these stupid cases that there's in all these quotes, writ of certiorari denied means absolutely nothing. Supreme Court has ruled so. Just because we didn't take it doesn't mean anything. We just didn't want to do it. We are politically controlling where this government is going, where the Congress and the CEO or the Caesar is going. If we choose to take a case, we do. If we don't, fine. There's no place to have the law declared anymore. It's all gone. Circuit Court of Appeals doesn't even say Circuit Court of the United States. They got rid of that. They turned the other one around from the Circuit, the District Court of the United States to the United States District Court, and there are three parties that control that court. Says so, right? Title 28, 132. Congress, the rules of court coming down from the Supreme Court of your state or the Supreme Court of the United States, which is the bar, and the judge by order. Yeah, I don't like this today. Yeah, I don't like this. They tell us what they're doing. And until we understand the root of the poisonous tree is the citizen of the United States made up by Congress so we can have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. And I'm going to be putting together some posters with Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Imus, and also with Hillary Clinton, and send them to the NAACP and others. Anyway, if you want more information on this, get on my list and contribute to RBN if you like the real unmitigated truth, not doctored up or hit. And I'll be back next Sunday.
It's true.